when she was at the beginning of the war, when the sirens went off,
yeah,
that they all used to go to the shelter straight away. But yeah, she said that after years, and it was years, wasn't it?
Yeah. 4 years.
Yeah. She said that they very rarely used to go to the shelter.
Because your house was bombed, wasn't it?
May's. I lived with May.
Where you lived was bombed, though?
Yeah. You know, in Hill Fields.
Yeah.
Coronation Road. Still there. Well, you know where your dad and mum lived?
Yeah.
You know where you were a baby.
In the Maisonette?
Just a bit further. No, not the Maisonette. That was by the...
Oh, by the doctor's
stadium.
Surgery.
That was by the stadium.
Yeah.
No, it was when they had lived up front of the doctors.
Yeah.
Well, May was just at the up that road by the doctors at the back. And the next door neighbour said to us that night, she said, "You're almost fine, May, come under the stairs with us. She's got a little boy on her lap." And there was me and May. And now there was another kid here, I don't know whether it was, must have been, what's it, Payne's. Her name was Mrs. Payne. Anyway, it hit her house, Miss May's.
So normally you'd go to the...
I'd go to the shelter. If it was really bad.
And yes, this time she decided, she'd
go next door, but what one?
Yeah.
It was 2 doors away. They had a direct hit in the front of the house, not the house completely. When we came out, the roof was on a ranty over the top. And the underneath the stairs did save us, because it was on the top of there. The roof was doing this. Moving. Two men were died in it, two firewatchers were dead in it, in the front, where they were firewatching at the front, in the bomb that went off.
How did you feel?
Bad.
Were you scared?
Terrified. Terrified I was. Mm. And the little boy that sat on his mum's lap, his hair stood on end, and he was only a few months old. And he got blonde hair, I always remember, he just stood up like that.
So what year was this?
When the Blitz was on.
Was it 41?
41 or 42, I can't
remember. So where was Pap?
With his mother. We weren't married.
Oh, okay, so before you got married.
Okay. He was with his mother, and that's when their house went down by the... You know where the... In Radford Road.
Yeah.
In Treherne Road they lived. Was it Treherne Road? Oh, some road anyway. And it was in front, the houses went like that, and Pat worked at the back of them.
What was he doing then?
Before then. No, he wasn't old enough. This was before you, Pat was old enough. But the electricity board was always at the back. And Nana's house backed onto their part of the factory, you know, where they...
Yeah.
Where they are.
So they were aiming for the electricity board, were they? Were they just bombing
it? No, they weren't owned by the electricity board. I don't know who they were owned. She rented it because she came from Wales and lived there.
Yeah.
It's a nice house, actually.
Yeah.
Big bedroom. She kept lodgers as well.
Did she?
Two lodgers, two men.
Blimey.
To get some money.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, isn't it? Yeah. The hard times. Because was Frank fighting, or was Frank too old?
He wasn't fighting. No. He must have been too old, mustn't he? He was working at the cinema, because the cinema in Corporation Street where he was working went down, and it was gone with the wind on it.
Oh, really?
And it went down that night when it was playing. Blimey. Yeah.
Well, Pat was what, 19, 18? I guess his dad would have been 40, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So maybe he was too old. I don't know what age they stopped recruiting.
I don't know. I can't remember. Might have been in the beginning. I don't remember that, because I only knew him, you know, during that period afterwards. He bombed where he was working in Corporation Street.
Yeah.
And he went to the one in the top of, in the middle of town, further on, they're called the Empire.
Yeah.
He worked there then afterwards.
So what year did you...
He was the manager.
So what year did you get married?
1945, I think it was. I can't remember.
No, 45 was when Dad was born.
No, 40.
So unless you were a bit cheeky now, then had Dad before you were married.
No. I was married when I was just turned 18.
And you were born in 1923?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got married in 41, 42?
42, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. So it must have been 41 then when the Blitz...
I know, I had Clive when I was 21.
Yeah. Okay, blimey.
But then Dad went to work at Radford Road. At the...
At the Triumph?
No. I'm talking to Grandad.
Well, you got Frank, yeah.
Frank. He went to work, kept the cinema in Radford Road.
Right.
And that's where we got married.
Okay.
We had our reception there, I should say. And
yeah.
Your Grandad paid.
Oh, wow.
He paid for the lot of it.
My great-granddad.
Your great-granddad, yeah. He paid for the lot of it.
So when did Pat go and work at Triumph? What year was that?
He was there. When he came to Coventry, I think he first went to the Sidley.
Yeah.
For a little while, and then he went straight to the Triumph from there. Okay. So he worked all his life, more or less.
In cars and automobiles, in motorbikes.
In Triumph.
Blimey. Amazing, isn't it?